What is going on, everybody? It has been quite the hiatus that I have been on, but I am back. My name is Tony Belasco, and this is episode 16 of the Tony V Project. Yes, it's probably been 6 months or so, at least, I think, since the last one of these we did. I kind of wanted to rewind, start from ground zero, start from scratch, and kind of revamp this whole podcast process. I was having not trouble getting guests, but guests that and topics that I felt were at the caliber of what I want to deliver to the audience and from a value standpoint and all of that. So kind of rework the concept of everything. And the ultimate goal is to kind of bring kind of more engaging topics that I think anybody and everybody can relate to, which is why we're going to kick this thing off with this topic on education and specifically college. And the exact topic is the ROI of a college education and whether or not it brings the same return on investment that it used to with the rising costs of college and all that good stuff. And I felt it was, there was no better way to kind of get it kicked off with the three of you guys who are in the industry or another entrepreneur. And so we're gonna discuss, debate. We have my buddy Sean Rennie here. Oh, by the way, all of whom have either are current or have been Afterburn members. So even former coaches and trainers right. here. So yeah. We're bringing back the entire fam. So, but anyways, Sean Rennie owns his own construction company, R3 Construction, correct?
Yep.
Sally Burkowski, who is a teacher. Uh-huh. What grade is it?
Second grade.
Second grade. And of course, my big man over here, Kevin Bansley, who is also has a master's degree in education, works with special needs. And so why don't you guys go a little bit more in depth on yourself, and we'll go this way and we'll kick it off.
Okay.
So what I do right now is special education for mostly at-risk population. So it is high school level, so grades 9 to all the way up to age 22. Because of special education, they can receive services up to age 22. And then outside of that, I do what's called education therapy, which is more of skill-based training, so they can excel in the curriculum that teachers deliver.
Very cool.
Yeah, my name is Shelly Borkowski. I've been teaching second grade or in the elementary schools for about 20 years, and I've just kind of seen all the different ways that education has kind of swung, and kind of also I'm a mother of three kids, two of whom are in high school, one of them's in junior high, and so I've kind of seen how that all goes and the pressures and things that are put on kids these days. So just seen a lot of change in 20 years for sure.
Like Tony said, I'm Sean. I'm an entrepreneur. I run my construction company, and I had stepped foot into college for a little bit, and then quickly realized that I was going to have a lot of money to get myself through it. So I went into the field of construction at the age of 19, and from there, you just kind of the grind began, so to speak. And one thing I always say to any educators or those who have degrees is the amount of respect I have, because it was something that was so huge for me to try to get over, that I had to go a different direction. But my respect for the educators of this world and for those who get themselves through college is, there's respect on both sides, of course.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
Cool. Yeah. So before we get into the kind of details and the nitty gritty of this whole topic and debate and discussion, I want to preface a handful of different things. First and foremost, I'm sure we'll dive into other aspects of the education, the system, stuff like that. But the main focus should be strictly when it comes to college, and about, again, the amount of money that it costs to get into college, and whether or not you effectively put that 20, 30, 40, 100, 150, whatever it is, thousands of dollars that you put towards your education, and if it is if it has a return on that investment that's worthwhile when it comes to your career. I also, obviously, kind of like Sean already stated, this is, to me, more, even when it comes to the college and the ROI thing, this is a system discussion and not a teacher-educator discussion. Quite honestly, teachers, I believe, are one of the key elements to a child's success. I firmly believe that what happens within the first, especially within the first 10 years of a kid's life, is what will shape them for the rest of their life. And outside of parents, guess who spends the most time with those kids, and that is hands down teachers. And so I definitely want to make that point clear as well. I'm trying to think, and you'll see me use this. This is my guide here. What else? And the only other thing that I want to preface this is obviously we're all going to have kind of differing opinions on the matter, but I personally am kind of in this weird middle ground, right? Where I went to college, had a blast, maybe too much fun in college, right? And so I see a lot of the positives and benefits that come from it, right? Especially from a life skill standpoint and everything else. I mean, I got a degree in sociology, which does absolutely nothing for me. Or maybe it does, and that's secret, the underlying secret. I don't know.
Totally.
But my point is that I'm really kind of in this middle ground of there are parts of me that love it and think it's an absolute necessity.
Yep.
And then there is another part of me, especially with the advancement of technology these days and the alternative ways to gain knowledge in whatever field it is for a fraction of the cost of college that has, you know, made me kind of question the exact, you know, how good the ROI basically is. And so,
if I could tap on one of those, you know, you had mentioned briefly that you had a lot of fun or maybe too much fun in college. And that was one thing, not going to college, that I didn't experience. I was working. I was full-time working 12, 16 hours a day. I mentioned to you that I worked at Sunshine for a little bit as a day counselor there. At some point, I was at Sunshine doing some tutoring and then also starting my field in construction. My schedule was
packed.
I mean, that's all it was work and trying to figure out if I was willing to jump away from college and then to go down that road, because it can be a scary road. And you have to really gut check yourself. Are you being lazy and trying to get out of the work?
Yeah.
Or are you ready to hit it running and saying, I'm going to make whatever's in front of me profitable. You know, I'm going to find whatever I can do and use that.